Markets want to climb, CEOs want it, boards want it. Inflation alone pushes prices up. Why would I bet against that? There's a river underneath the market flow in one direction. Every company that's listed wants a higher price reflection. On the balance sheet, the bonus is the shareholders who smile when the numbers climb. That's the engine running all the while. That inflation on the top, the dollar's getting weak, means the prices push up higher almost every week. So why would anybody bet against the way the water runs? That's like swimming upstream, proving you the strongest one. But the strongest swimmer still gets tired fighting what won't stop. I'd rather float and let the river lift me to the top, where the profits live for people who align themselves with flow. Puts bid up and up is where the market wants to go. Flow, if what's already moved, let the current do the work. Yeah, the stroke against the river wears you down and makes it worse. Cause your position on the put is bad and things will rise, which they do, which they want to. That's the physics I've applied to everything I'm building. Every Monday that I trade, short is how you stand up tall. That's how the money's made. Arnold stood at 6'2", a tower next to Danny D. 4'10", or something different, something most folks couldn't see. Size ain't what determines who be standing at the end. Sometimes short is how you reach the heights the tall guys never tend to find. Because they're fighting, flexing, proving they can swim against the current's inclination, wearing down each limb. While the short position riders floating easy, letting go of the need to be the biggest. Just the line where how things flow, that's the secret in the framework. That's the wisdom underneath. Short is tall when you stop thinking when it has to hurt your teeth. From the grinding, from the clenching, from the fighting every day, I just sail the put and let the current carry me away. Flow is what's already moving. Let the current do the work. Never stroke against the river wears you down and makes it worse. It's your position on the put. It's bad and things will rise, which they do, which they want to. That's the physics I've applied to everything I'm building. Every Monday that I trade, short is how you stand up tall. It's how the money's made. When I get a sign, I just follow what the framework says. Sell the cover, calls against the shares, no distress. 22 assignments on the dashboard, wheel keeps turning around. Cash and plus the stocks, the call fee, playing it on the ground. Nothing complicated, nothing twisted, nothing hard to see. The whole thing does resonate for me like a melody. Bet you can't get out your head because the notes all line up right. Something that makes sense, and I'm holding on tight. Cash secured clean, no ownership, no weight, just the money in the account. The poor to generate a witty premium that compounds into something real. While the fighters and the strugglers wonder how I feel. So relaxed about a game that used to stress them out. I just beg away the walks flowing, that's what it's about. Not the size of your position, not the strength inside your arms, but the wisdom to stop fighting what was never meant to harm. The ones who learn to flow, who learn to let the river win. Short is tall when you finally let the current pull you in. To the place where profits grow, for those aligned with what is true, markets won't climb. And I'm just climbing with them too. The whole thing resonates with me like a good song. Flow, the current.